I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. This is all you need. We can imagine Epictetus stripped bare by his fate, his freedom stolen from birth, his leg broken by a sadistic master, hobbled ever after. And then, as a bonus, he's exiled from Rome. We can imagine Stockdale in similar straits, shot down, isolated, tortured. There must have been moments when they didn't think they could make it. There must have been moments of incredible pain, of fear, of despair. They had been laid flat by life, deprived of nearly everything. Yet they both retained the one thing that can never be taken from a person, the thing that can only be relinquished. As the lyrics say, crack of dawn, all is gone except the will to be. Remember what Viktor Frankl said, that no matter what happens, we always possess the ability to decide what we make of our condition. The Stoic decides, as long as they're living, whether they'll carry on. Our will to be our inner citadel can never be breached by outside forces. It can be betrayed, it can be surrendered, but it cannot be broken. All we need is that then. All we need is the understanding, that desire to keep going, to persevere, to commit, as Stockdale did, that if we survive, we'll turn this into something. Everything else can go, but if that remains, we'll be fine. The most secure fortress. Remember that your ruling reason becomes unconquerable when it rallies and relies on itself, so that it won't do anything contrary to its own will, even if its position is irrational. How much more unconquerable if its judgments are careful and made rationally? Therefore, the mind free from passions is an impenetrable fortress. A person has no more secure place of refuge for all time. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, 848. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Bruce Lee once made an interesting claim. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, he said. I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. When we repeat an action so often, it becomes an unconscious behavior. We can default to it without thinking. Training in the martial arts or combat is a deeply thoughtful study of movement. We sometimes think of soldiers as automatons, but what they've actually built is a steady patterns of unconscious behaviors. Any of us can build these. When Marcus says that a mind can get to a place where it won't do anything contrary to its own will, even if its position is irrational, what he means is that proper training can change your default habits. Train yourself to give up anger and you won't be angry at every fresh light. Train yourself to avoid gossip and you won't get pulled into it. Train yourself on any habit and you'll be able to unconsciously go to that habit in trying times. Think about which behaviors you'd like to be able to default to if you could. How many of them have you practiced only once? Let today be twice. Stoicism is linked to what they call cognitive behavioral therapy, which, as I understand it, is one of the few forms of therapy that has demonstrably proven results. And I've done my share of it as well. The idea being that the mind has sort of patterns, loops that it goes into. And every time we do this, we're reinforcing the loop. And if it's a bad loop, every time we break it, we're training the opposite. So I think today's message is really thinking about how you've trained your mind, what you've practiced, what habits you've built in, what patterns you default to, and what do you need to work on, right? I think about what Dr. Frankl says when he says, you know, between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space, we choose how we need to be. But of course, that space is as big or as small as you've trained it to be, right? The person who can think, who can use that space is someone who's self-aware, who has some control over themselves. And the vast majority of people have no space because they've trained themselves that it's stimulus, response, stimulus, response, stimulus, response, where you're just sort of emotionally reactive. And that's, I don't think, how you want to live, even if it is how you are living. So today, I just want to leave you with this idea that you train the mind like any other muscle. You train yourself. My wife and I are working on this with one of our kids. You know, your kids do something. They knock something over. They do the opposite of what you ask them to do. They bite or kick. They do the things they do because they're kids. And then you have a response because you don't like it, because it triggers something in you, because you're worried about them, because you don't want that glass to break, you know, whatever it is. And then the two of you or the three of you, you get in a loop. Families have patterns too. There's also this sort of inter-group dynamic where this stuff happens. And it becomes a feedback loop. And we notice that our son does stuff to get attention, even though that's bad stuff that we don't want him to do. And so we're having to see, okay, when he does it, what's our response? Because we don't can't really control him, right? I mean, obviously you can control your kid. But what I mean is that our actions are much more in our control and have a greater influence than just how we try to force someone else to do something. So we're thinking about, how do we create the incentives? How do we create the pattern? Or how at least do we not create disincentives or create the wrong pattern in how we react? We're trying to spend a lot of time being overly positive, really nice, give him lots and lots of attention so he doesn't do exactly what we don't want him to do to get attention. Just a little insight I've been thinking about is, and this today's entry really hit me with that. And I'm sure some of you parents can relate. The idea is the patterns. What are you practicing? What loops are you stuck in? And then how can you get in good loops where you respond to things the right way? That's also what this is all about. And with that, I'll talk to you soon. My newest book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave, is now available for pre-order. We've got a bunch of amazing bonuses. You can get signed copies, of course. I'm so proud of this book. General Jim Mattis has called it a superb handbook for crafting a purposeful life. Matthew McConaughey called it an urgent call to arms to each and all of us. I do hope you check it out. It's my first in the Four Virtues series, Courage, Temperance, Justice, Wisdom. Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. If you want to pre-order it, I'd really appreciate your support. Go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.